A few weeks ago, I was in Chicago, and we were walking from the place where we were staying over to the ballpark, and we passed a whole neighborhood of brownstones, these three-story apartment buildings. And in the basement of one of those apartments, there was a sign in the window. It had a shape of a gun, and it said, "There is nothing here worth dying for." I know some of you love that. But it's a sign, I think, that plays on our greatest fear and the greatest possible threat that we could direct at someone, and that is the threat of their dying. But in the Christian way, dying no longer holds power over us. When we bless and begin to use the water of baptism, and when we do that in the later service, the liturgy will say this: "In it, in the water, in it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection." So that little piece of liturgy acknowledges our greatest fear and then says, "Jesus has vanquished it." Our collect for this occasion today asks that God give us the wisdom to pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. In other words, to keep our focus on the spiritual things and not on the material things, the physical things that will pass away. Now, this collect is not about telling us don't forfeit your salvation for the sins of this world. It is more about cultivating an awareness of the eternal in these things in the world. It's asking us to see God here and now in experiences, in other people, and in the way we use material things to love other people. It is asking us to learn to live amid the temporal things and relationships fully, without fear. I read this collect today and I think, how can the temporal cause us to lose the eternal? Well, when we confuse the two, when we see that the things we're clinging to are passing away, we can react in fear because nothing seems permanent. The threats of this world can push us to neglect or even devalue the things that last. If you were here last week, you heard me mention three truths that were put forth in a story by Leo Tolstoy. And the first of those truths is this: what dwells in man? Now, I believe, and I cling to the idea, that what dwells in us is the image of God and the love of God. But too often, what dwells in us is fear. We hesitate to live fully because we are fearful. And we think there's nothing here worth dying for. We operate out of fear. We're afraid to lose the people we love, the things we rely on. And in that anxiety over the temporal, we crucify ourselves between two thieves: the regret for the past and fear of the future. Make no mistake about it, fear cripples us every bit as much as pride and avarice and gluttony and all those others that make the short list. Today's epistle from Romans is a place where Paul offers us an antidote to fear. Here is the prescription: "If God is for us, who is against us? For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This passage tells us that neither tribulation, nor peril, nor sword, principalities, nor powers, famine, persecution, none of these can take away our place in God's heart and our place in God's kingdom. Nothing can separate us from God. In our temporal world, threats feel very frightening and imminent. But I have long wondered what each of us might accomplish if we could set aside our fears that cripple us. What could we build for God's kingdom if we stopped crucifying ourselves between those two thieves, if we let go of fear? Mary got past fear and became a God-bearer. Peter walked on water until his fear overtook him and he sank. The disciples would do miracles in God's name and face persecution and martyrdom because their fear had been taken away. If we could only believe it, we possess a power that can transform everything important into an eternal experience. As one of the commentaries says, the mystery and finality of death are removed. We're buried with Christ in his death, but we are also resurrected with him into the eternal. This is the ultimate power in the universe to vanquish all fears. The love of God and neighbor, that is where the power lies. And that love is not an emotion or an event, but is the active expression of the essential nature of God. Of course, this passage in Romans that we heard today speaks not only of death, but of anything that might separate us from God and our ability to love. Because separation is a constant anxiety in human life. We worry about being separated from the people and the things we love. We acknowledge this fear of separation and Jesus' vanquishing of it in another liturgy in our book, in the funeral liturgy. In that liturgy, we speak of those whom we love but see no longer. The love is eternal. The seeing, physical seeing, is temporal. We also say of that person, life is changed, not ended. Eternity wins even when the physical is destroyed or threatened. We come here to be with each other, to remind each other that neither death nor life nor angels nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God. So the thieves of fear can no longer steal from us. We live in peace with ourselves, with our neighbors, and with our God. Fear says there's nothing here worth dying for. God places us in this temporal world and says there is everything here worth living for. God tells us we need no longer live by fear of setbacks, illness, losses, or even death. I'm sorry to disappoint those who want to intimidate me, but nothing in all creation, including their sign and their gun, can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Amen. Amen.